and certainly heightened by the fact that we are the Jets.
In Chicago, and he's doing this. I mean, that is what Bobby the Brain Heenan would call a ham and egger move.
What the heck's going on in Champaign, Illinois with Brett Bielema? They have a real shot to get to...
Frazier's got it! And the Big Ten Championship is in Champaign! They rush the floor!
And now, broadcasting live and local, from the 98.9 The Game Studios in Effingham, Illinois, it's the Starting Lineup with Travis Sparks.
Broncos country, let's ride.
And Eric Fry.
Yeah, and you know, you excuse me.
It's the Starting Lineup on 98.9 The Game.
Welcome in. How are we feeling out there today? We're feeling great on this good Friday. A real feel-good Friday today. It's March 29th, 2024. What's happening out there? This is the start in a lineup. Travis Pry alongside. We're here in the studio. We're here to talk about some sports that happened around the area. Yesterday, we'll hit up on all the baseball and softball matchups that took place there yesterday, as well as get you set for the schedule for today and take a peek at the weekend as well, what we got in store for local high school sports. We'll be, of course, touching on the March Madness Sweet 16 action from last night, and including that wonderful Illini victory over Iowa State, and we'll get a look at UConn. Feed us UConn, and we'll have that matchup on Saturday. 5 o'clock tip-off is when that is a actual respectable tip-off time.
Yeah, 4 o'clock broadcast.
4 o'clock.
Right here. 99 the game.
Very well. So we'll also take a peek at the women's Sweet 16 as their tournament continues today and tomorrow as well. Iowa in action tomorrow. Also LSU in action as well. Got to set up that rematch from the championship game with those two potentially picking up wins.
Before we go much further, Travis, I want to right here off the top eat a little humble pie for the Illinois women's team.
Yeah.
I said they had no chance. I may have thought we were off air, but I said it anyways.
Mm-hmm. And they came out and won. Beat the Tulane team that was so good at their home floor.
Tulsa.
Or whatever.
Yeah. Same different. It's okay. So, yeah, congratulations to Illini women, just because I know we're not going to get to it later. So.
Yeah, and, you know, it looked like the State Farm Center was rocking for both those games and alma mater. Alma mater was rocking last night as well. So I can only imagine what the scenes and the vibes will be on a Saturday if we're able to take down the Huskies. And yesterday was opening day in Major League Baseball for the majority of the teams. A few or just two games got rained out there. They'll be taking place today. And so we'll recap opening day festivities there. Both of our teams here that we root for took losses. One more impressive than the other, or maybe not impressive is the word, but one game was closer, we'll say that, than the other. So we'll hit up on that as well as get you set for the weekend in the first weekend of Major League Baseball. We'll hit up on some NBA action today as well. Won't leave them out and take a peek at the weekend matchups as well. And, of course, whatever we don't get to here in the Treasure Show, we get to in the podcast in some sort of a fashion. And we'll be talking about the NASCAR race this weekend Easter weekend, Sunday night racing, and we'll get to our NASCAR Pick'em game as well, and this day in sports history coming
got
at
lots
you
of stuff
as well. So we got lots to cover here today, so let's get right after it here on this good Friday. So let's hit it up with our first segment. It's called First Things First.
Before we get into the show, first things first.
Lipsy on the right wing, chased by Hawkins. Dribble drive, block by Danger. What a play. Hawkins up court at 6'10 to the mask. Drive, shot, up and in. Counted and one. Shot clock at 6. Now to Shannon. Going to have to drive. Kick to Danger for the hammer job. Danger with the slam on the feet under the basket. 32 seconds for the game. Lipsy looks for Manchilovich. Drives on good. He's stolen by Shannon. Headed for the basket. And a slam! A slam for Shannon. Here's the inbound. Caught at midcourt. Curtis Jones threw it ahead to King. Little runner. Missed it. Rebound Shannon. Down to 1 second. We got a putback as King took it away and put it in. Doesn't matter. Midnight has struck for Iowa State. The
That's right. Those are the sweet sounds of Brian Barnhart and Deion Thomas last night on the call for the Sweet 16 win over Iowa State. Illinois is, in fact, still dancing. They are elite, and they are the part of the 8 teams of college basketball that will be playing. And what a great day. What a wonderful win it was there last night, 72-69 over Iowa State.
And this vaunted Iowa State defense.
Mm-hmm.
Illinois got out to an early 13-point lead early on, and
yeah,
never
it was
looked
like
back.
11-2 or something.
Never looked back.
Yeah, they never trailed.
No,
never trailed once in the game.
Nope.
They, of course, the Cyclones. You knew they were gonna come back, and they did.
They did,
and it got you a little nervous there for a while. But Illinois ended up righting the ship and
I wasn't
pulling it off. Oh, well. I certainly was there, especially. Obviously, we're going to have to play a lot better at the free throw line.
Yeah.
To,
I have a quote on that coming up here.
To beat UConn on a Saturday. But other than the free throw shooting, Terrence Shannon Jr., of course, was outstanding once again.
He's got a foul trouble.
And that was a big contingent in the game there. And that's kind of why Iowa State came back, was Shannon had to sit down on the bench because he picked up his fourth foul and had to sit for quite a while, it seemed like. And it was just kind of excruciating to watch the guys on the floor without him, and Iowa State making their charge back. But they finally got him back into the game, and with that steal there at the very end and dunk. And Coleman Hawkins with a nice little diving effort to potentially steal it. But that dunk by Shannon Jr. there at the very end ended up sealing the win, and then the last second bucket there that counted, accounted for the close score.
Yeah, I hope
of the
you
game.
Didn't have the under there.
Well,
I
mean,
the spread.
I forgot what the over under was, but spread was only 1.5, so
okay,
it didn't really matter. Terrence Shannon Jr. ended up with 29 points. He was feeling it from beyond the arc, particularly early on. He was 3-for-3 start for him. He ended up 4-for-10 from beyond the arc, but that's all right. Coleman Hawkins, he had 12 points. He was 2-for-5 from beyond the arc as well. Goody made some clutch shots, clutch threes. Damask, you know, he only had 7 points, but he wasn't very efficient from the field. But, you know, he had 6 rebounds and 5 assists as well. So Gurrier made a big three as well. So we knew that the turnovers, Iowa State definitely caused there. fair share of them. 12 turnovers for the Illini, and Iowa State only ended up turning it over 9 times. But Illinois did get 14 points off those 9 turnovers, and they doubled them up in that department there. So, you know, it was scary there for a little bit, but Illinois pulling it off.
Yeah, and a couple of things, Travis. First on this game, you know, as you said, you knew Iowa State was going to come back. This game would have been closer if Iowa State didn't go 13 of 28 on layups and dunks.
Oh, yeah. They
That's
missed,
awful.
They missed some bunnies.
That's awful. And as Coach Underwood said, he said Illinois overcame its own hints of self-destruction, as Underwood joked that Illinois missed 102 free throws.
It seemed like that.
I mean, they're only 15 of 29, but still.
Jeez.
Not ugly. Very good.
Ugly.
Yep. So, but a win is a win at this point in the season. What's the old saying? Survive in advance.
Mm-hmm.
And you've done that. And, you know, I love now knowing what we have, Coach Underwood, post-game. I love what he said. He just said, we didn't come here to win one game.
Mm-hmm.
We came here to win two.
Right.
And I love now there's a chip on this team's shoulder again. Remember I mentioned yesterday how I didn't feel like there was a chip on this team's shoulder and that had me a little worried.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's a chip on this team's shoulder because no one is picking it. I said it yesterday. Whoever won this game was going to be looked at as fodder for UConn. And
Yeah. That's
it. And that was the only thing. It didn't matter at all. Mm-hmm. But it seems like some of the experts maybe having changes of hearts.
Right, yeah, and one of those experts on ESPN is Jay Williams. He's all over the place these days on Get mm-hmm. Up, First Take, and all the shows with college basketball knowledge that he has. And he had some things to say about Illinois this morning.
If I'm Illinois, I'm not afraid of anybody. That's a hard matchup for UConn, even though I think UConn technically is the best executional team in the entire NCAA bracket. So I think Illinois has a legit shot to beat UConn because they're playing at the high level. And as we know, even though I'm going to say UConn is the best team don't always win the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the team that gets hot at the right time, and y'all are hot.
Y'all are hot.
Yeah, red hot.
Y'all are hot. I think we may have to clip that and put that somewhere because yeah. Y'all are hot.
Yeah, we need to save all these clips with the national people talking about Illinois these days, and him, Jay, and Seth Greenberg were going at it on Get Up this morning as well. Jay believes in Illinois a little bit more than Seth does, and look, UConn is a tough team, and the one thing that I'll say about that, they're a national champion and number one team in the country for the majority of the year for a reason, and they haven't been battle tested, I'll say, this NCAA bracket. So much for pitiful us, or we're giving us our hard road.
Right.
They've blown everybody out, including last night as well.
And here's my thing, and here's why I think Illinois does have a legitimate chance. I'm not just saying this because, as we know, out of the two of us, I am less of the Illini homer than Travis is. I don't own any Illinois merchandise.
But you're coming around.
I am. I'm. This team is experienced. All four of Illinois' leading scorers are over 22. They are number 11 in the country in KenPom's advanced metrics as far as experience. Mm-hmm. They've seen everything. They've played everything. You factor that in, Travis, with all of Illinois' starters are 6'6 and taller.
Yeah.
They have size and they have experience. Now, do they have experience on this stage? No, that goes to UConn because they've been here last year.
Mm-hmm.
But you said it perfectly about how they haven't been tested, UConn.
Yeah.
And that is 100% true.
Just
they have not been tested. And Travis, I may get some people getting upset at me for saying this, but I'll go ahead and say it.
Uh-oh.
They weren't tested last year either.
Ooh, I don't really remember the final scores last year. I remember them being impressive, but I don't remember the margins of victory.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, Travis, because I got it right here.
Okay, you got it
pulled
up.
First round last year, they took on Iona. It was a 4-13. They beat them 87-63. Then they beat 5-seed St. Mary's, 70-55. Then they beat 8-seed Arkansas, 88-65. Then they beat 3-seed Gonzaga, the highest seed they had faced at that point, 82-54. Then they beat 5-seed Miami, 72-59. And then they beat San Diego State, 76-59.
Yeah, those are...
And not to mention, they didn't face a single two or better the whole tournament.
Yeah.
So, I know everyone says, oh, they're a better team this year. And you look at the conference, and the top three from the conference are all still playing from the Big East. They're all still playing Sweet 16 weekend. But, I'm going to say it. I think they're a little overrated. I think they're a little overrated. I just don't think they've been tested by a physical team like Illinois is.
They won their first round matchup this year against Stetson, 91-52. They blew out Northwestern, 75-58. And then last night, they were impressive once again with a 30-point victory over San Diego State. So much for that national championship rematch. 82-52 was the final this time around last night. What they do have going for them, though, is their center is over 7 foot tall. He's listed at 7'2". And the only thing that we can compare it to is Purdue and Zach Edey, with him being a 7 foot. The only difference with Zach Edey is he's a little bit more one dimensional. This guy is more athletic and can stretch the floor, like Zach Edey, who can't really do anything outside of the paint.
Right.
So that is one thing that is concerning as well. You know, and they got some other tall players as well, even though. You said that we matched up height-wise.
I think we do. To me, Travis, like I said, this Illinois team is playing the best they have played this season. They are peaking at the perfect time.
At the right time. Yeah.
The perfect time.
I agree.
I do feel like they are at least going to give UConn their toughest matchup yet. Because we saw last night, Travis... The free throws weren't falling for Illinois.
Yeah.
But the threes were. And their defense was there.
Defense was there.
Which is not a calling card of this Illinois team. They have built up a reputation of, we're just going to outscore you. Whatever amount it takes. And it's something I've criticized them about all season long. Whatever amount it takes. If we have to put up 100, we're going to put up 100. Because our defense can't stop anybody. We gave up 95 to Minnesota. Last night, that defense showed up.
Yeah.
For the first time in a while.
Right.
To me, that makes Illinois even more dangerous.
Yeah, I saw Coach Underwood mention that as well, praise the defensive effort. And, you know, like I keep telling you, and you seem like you're coming around to it, that the team this year is a different – just there in the first half. Second half, it got closer, a little sloppier. But in that first half, we had great ball movement, making extra passes – and that's something that we haven't done in the last, like, 2 or 3 years. Coleman Hawkins, yeah, he did take a couple of dumb shots. But for the most part, ball movement, those are shots that we would have taken last year or the year before. But now we're playing team basketball. We're finding the open man. And we just all want to win. And it looks like they're having a heck of a lot of fun last night. Once again, celebrating with the water. And Brad Underwood with his shirt off, with a gun.
That's the key, Travis. They had heard all of us, the same things we had all been saying. No one's made it past the opening weekend for the Illini since 05. How is this team any different? And we've said it on this show. You, I think, specifically said it on Monday when we came in here. Everything else after this is gravy. We weren't supposed to be here. Anything else is... cherry on top of the cake. We've already had the cake. It's an 8-layer cake through that first weekend. Anything else we get past this is extra. We're just pouring whipped cream on top of that thing now. And I think that's allowing them to play looser.
Definitely.
And have fun.
And
I think, you know, a lot of them, this is something I was going to bring up whenever this season was to end, but a lot of them know this is my final go-round of college ball. This is it.
Right.
let's have fun doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that's a Coach Underwood thing. I don't know if that's the other coaches. I don't know if that's the players. But when you first start playing basketball, you do it because it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Not because of what it can bring you in the end. It's because you have fun playing the game.
Yep.
And this Illinois team right now seems to be having a lot of fun. Yep. And I think they also are going in with no pressure on them.
Right.
They know all the pressure's on UConn because since 07, when they had a number one overall seed, three have gone back to the national title. Three number one overall seeds have gone to the national championship game. We know that since Florida, there has not been a repeat champion. Pressure's on UConn, even though they're the favorites, even though everyone says it's UConn versus the field. They have more pressure on them than Illinois does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And on a Saturday there in Boston, the Huskies are favored by 8.5 points. This is what the line opens up with there. Over under 154.5 on ESPN bet. There again, tip off 5:09. Coverage starts here at 4:00 tomorrow.
Since UConn became healthy in January, Travis, the only team to beat them was Creighton. Had to score 85 points and made 14 threes in that game. Did Creighton? Illinois can match that.
Yeah.
I said it yesterday. They didn't quite get there. But I'll say it again. Illinois scores 85. They win this game tomorrow night.
Yeah. Certainly do it. And it's the maybe even it's not bigger than the national championship game, but certainly the biggest game since 2005 tomorrow evening, and a little bit more respectable tip time.
Biggest tournament game there as well.
Sure. Huge, absolutely humongous game tomorrow against UConn. And feed us UConn again. All this is gravy, and we'll try to shock the world and bust everybody's brackets. All those people that have taken UConn as the national champions, including in our pick'em bracket, can be busted. 24% of all brackets picked UConn, and Illinois can dethrone them tomorrow night. But we'll hopefully be talking about a huge Illini win going back to the Final Four, potentially on next week's program. So we'll step away here, and we'll hit up on some more college basketball that happened, as well as some local sports that happened there yesterday in baseball and softball. And that's what we're talking about coming up next here on the Starting Lineup.
The Starting Lineup from 98.9 The Game Studios. We'll be right back.
You might watch your bottom line shrink if you don't account for burglaries, on-site accidents, and other unpredictable misfortunes at your business. Pekin Insurance offers comprehensive business coverage that lets you focus on what's important: employees, profits, and peace of mind. Ask your local Pekin Insurance agent about commercial insurance products, or learn more at PekinInsurance.com. In Effingham, contact Tingley Insurance at 217-342-3637, and we'll go beyond the expected for you.
This is your Effingham County Sheriff Paul Coons reminding you that as the weather turns warmer, more children will be out near the streets playing and being out in neighborhoods in the city and our small towns. Remember to always be watchful for running children and children at play in their yards. It only takes a split second for a child to dart out between parked cars or chase a ball into the street. Let's look out for one another and have a safe, enjoyable spring and summer.
Hey, are you having a hard time dealing with high-interest credit card debt? It's normal, and a SoFi personal loan could help you save thousands by consolidating your DEBT to one low fixed monthly payment. You could get $5,000 to $100,000 as soon as the same day you sign, with no fees required. It only takes 60 seconds to view your rate, and it won't affect your credit score. View your rate at SoFi.com/paid off. Loans originated by SoFi Bank N.A., member FDIC. Terms and conditions at SoFi.com/paid off. NMLS 696891.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is now live. The official sportsbook of ESPN features daily exclusives and offers with your favorite ESPN shows and personalities like me. New users get $100 in bonus bets after making any sportsbook bet. Download the ESPN Bet app to sign up today. I'll see you there. ESPN Bet. What a play.
Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Available. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. No additions apply. See app for details.
And now, the Starting Lineup.
It's a post-weekend, so we got to give you the top three moments from the sports weekend. I mean,
I am boycotting.
It's like, oh, well. We might have to do the top three without the music here today. I press spacebar so many
and
times.
Now, it's time. Three.
And just, it's a Monday, I guess.
On 98.9 The Game.
In to the starting lineup here on 98.9 The Game. Let's clean up some more Sweet 16 action that happened last night. We spent a lot of time on Illinois, the other games there. Arizona, that bust some people's brackets. They lost to Clemson. They've been on a nice run here. 77-72 was the final score. Thought Arizona was going to pull it off there, but Clemson just playing some great basketball right now. So much for getting upset by the Lobos in the first round, thanks to all those experts that predicted that. But here they are. They're in the Elite Eight as they beat the Wildcats last night.
Yep.
I already mentioned UConn blowing out San Diego State, and also this one busted your boys' bracket in the Pick'em challenge that we have going on. My national champion is out.
Yep.
North Carolina fell to Alabama last night. How can Alabama be good in football and basketball? Just doesn't seem fair.
It's not very often that happens, but
they've
here we are.
Advanced to the Elite Eight for the second time ever for the Crimson Tide.
When was the first time? Do you know that?
No, I just saw it.
Okay.
Here on
I'll look that up.
All right, you go ahead and explore.
I will.
Explore that here. And that was the four matchups that happened there last night. The matchups that are going down tonight is the 11 seed, one of the hottest teams in all of college basketball. And that is the NC State Wolfpack. They're up against Marquette, the 2 seed. And number two seeds are 16-3 against 11 seeds. That's 84%, although two of those losses have come in the past six tournaments. NC State got some history on their side in that aspect.
Alabama basketball, Travis.
Mm-hmm.
Made to the Elite Eight in 2004.
2004.
Which means, how funny is it? Nick Saban came to Alabama in 06. They are a better basketball school when Nick Saban's not there.
Not around. How about that?
Funny little nugget.
It is. Purdue is also in action tonight, 6:39, in one of the earlier tip-offs there against Gonzaga. Purdue is favored by 5.5 in this one, and the number one seeds are 41-11 against five seeds, the 78%. However, five seeds are a perfect 3-0 against one seeds in the past 2 years. So Purdue got a lot of pressure on them to get it done and get to the Final Four. We'll see if it comes true.
You mean Purdue?
I think this year is different. But Gonzaga, again, no one's talking about them. But here they are in the Sweet 16 again, and we'll try to take down the Boilermakers tonight. You also got a Duke squaring off against a number one seed Houston. Cougars are favored by 4.5. And the number one seeds have won 10 of the 11 meetings with four seeds in the past eight tournaments. I think I said that yesterday. Creighton matching up with Tennessee tonight as well. That's a battle in our bracket, in the Pick'em bracket.
Mm-hmm.
With that, Volunteers are favored by 3.5 in that one. 9:09 tip-off tonight for
we'll
that
be
one.
Watching that one.
Yeah, late tip. Saturday's action, the game behind Illinois and UConn is Clemson and Alabama at a 7:40. Currently Crimson Tide favored by 2.5 points in that one. And that's a matchup of a 6 versus a 4 seed there in that one. I thought I had some stats on in that one, but looks like I can't find it. Whoa, what's happening back there. Let's take a peek at the women's bracket really quick, as the Sweet 16 for them is actually, look at the disrespect, the Sweet 16 here at 1:30 in the afternoon. I guess it's on Good Friday, I guess, but Oregon State's against Notre Dame coming up here at 1:30. Indiana against South Carolina. Gamecocks still 34-0 on the air there at 4 o'clock.
What's the spread on that one?
16.5, South Carolina favored by.
I think Indiana can cover.
I don't think so.
Yeah, probably not.
NC State matching up with the 2-seed of Stanford at 6:30, and Gonzaga going up against number 1 Texas in that one on the women's side of things. Then on Saturday, of course, you got LSU, Iowa in action. LSU against UCLA at noon on ABC. Following that is Colorado matching up with Caitlin Clark and Iowa at 2:30. Baylor against USC, and Duke matching up with UConn as well. Iowa favored by 6.5 points. UConn a 8.5 point favorite. LSU only 2.5 point favorite against UCLA. So women's Sweet 16 going down today and this weekend as well. Definitely have our eyes on that Iowa matchup. See if we can have a national championship rematch on the women's side there. All right, let's go in and transition here to some local sports that happened yesterday. And on the baseball and softball diamonds, yesterday South Central was victorious over Brownstown and St. Elmo, 6-1. Carmione White County over North Clay, 12-0. Casey with the W against Neoga, 11-4. Mulberry Grove against CHBC with the win, 2-1. Chatham Glenwood hands Effingham their first defeat of the spring, 8-7 was the final. It was a close one. St. Joe Ogden winning against Mahomet, 3-1. Mount Zion over Champaign Centennial, 12-6. Ocott Valley over Charleston, 8-7. Mattoon with a win over Sullivan, 10-1. Arthur was victorious over Tuscola, 17-2. Villa Grove over Urbana, 7-4. Alney with a victory over Newton, 11-6. Lawrenceville over Paris, 14-4. Marshall with a win over North Central, 9-2. And Robinson with the win over OPH, 14-2-1. Clinton over Shelbyville, 8-2. Warrensboro Latham over Central A&M, 9-4. You also had Pena get the shutout against Hillsboro, 2-0. Litchfield with a win over Staunton, 3-2. Jerseyville over North Mac, 11-1. Softball action yesterday, we had Altamont victory over Alney, 5-2-3, and another great pitching performance. Again, double-digit Ks in the circle for Altamont. Dietrich with the win over Martinsville, 14-0. St. Elmo with the win over North Clay, 14-6. Windsor over Villa Grove, 11-3. South Central shutting out Neoga, 16-0. Mulberry Grove winning against the CHBC, 11-0. FEM with a victory over Marshall, 15-5. Taylorville over Sullivan, 12-9. Mount Zion picked up the win over Williamsville, 6-3. Arthur fell to Oakwood, 3-2. Newton with a 3-1 victory over Edwards County. Casey with a win over Park Heritage, 11-5. Wardsboro Latham over Central A&M, 14-6. Tatopla shut out Vandalia, 15-0. Breeze Martyr Day won over Greenville, 11-0. Into that one. Schedule for today in baseball. Altamont hosting Flora. Ramsey at South Central. Windsor Sioux Straws at Arthur. Murrow Forsyth at Taylorville. Cumberland hosting Newton. Arcola hosting Tri-Valley. Casey is at the Rantoul Tournament. Greenville is at Litchfield. Softball action. You also got Altamont hosting Flora. FEM is at Cumberland. Mount Zion is hosting Decatur MacArthur. Arthur is at Georgetown Ridge Farm. Paris at Hudsonville Palestine. Tuscola hosting Fisher. And Robinson is also at the Edwardsville Invitational on the tennis side of the things today. And that will continue on a Saturday as well. Speaking of Saturday's action, quick peek there. You got in baseball, Topless at St. Joe Ogden for a doubleheader. Also got here in town, FEM hosting a Mount Zion in an Apollo Conference doubleheader. Mahomet is hosting their own round robin in Coles County Clash on the baseball diamond. Charleston hosting Mattoon. And on the softball side, it's Mattoon hosting Charleston there tomorrow. You also got North Clay there in a Freeburg for that round robin. South Central's at Pinckneyville and Neoga, hosting Monroe Forsyth for a doubleheader. Cerro Gordo's at the St. Teresa round robin. Casey's at the Rantoul tournament. Tuscola at a Prairie Central. On the softball side, FEM going to be traveling to Mount Zion for that doubleheader. Newton and Topolis there both at the Vandalia tournament. Warrensboro Latham at the Porta Spring Slam. Breeze Central at Greenville. And also in track and field, you got a big meet in Greenville with Hillsboro, North Mac, Pena, Carlinville, Vandalia, all in the Mattoon. All participants there. Cumberland, Argenta, Ocot Valley, Arthur, Unity Christian, all at Warrensboro Latham Cardinal Invite. And Muhammad is at the Champaign County Invitational. Full schedule and the full scores are on the website, femradio.com. Just click on our local sports tab, and that's where you can find that. And the schedule will be available tomorrow as well for that. So that's what we got in the way of local sports this weekend. All right, we're going to transition away from local baseball and transition into Major League Baseball. It was opening day there yesterday for the majority of the teams in the major leagues. We'll hit up on the two losses that our favorite teams have suffered yesterday, as well as the whole day in general. Coming up next here on the Starting Lineup.
The Starting Lineup from 98.9 The Game Studios. We'll be right back.
Imagine the possibilities with the Topolis State Bank. This is Justin Naders. If you're buying a home, see us to get pre-qualified. When you're pre-qualified, the seller knows you mean business, and that can save you thousands. If you're building a new home, we'll help you get started with a construction loan customized just for you. Ask around. Talk to your friends. You'll see why so many homes start with a little help from Topolis State Bank. And Topolis, Sigel, and Effingham, equal housing lender and member FDIC.
Hi, this is Brent with McMahon Meats, here to tell you about this week's specials at our store. We have tilapia for $7.79 a pound and boneless pork chops for $2.99 a pound. Go to McMahonMeats.com or to our Facebook page for more of this week's specials. And remember, you get 1 pound of bacon free with a minimum $50 online order. McMahon Meats, where quality and convenience meet tradition.
This is Lucas Crinning with a message from the F&M Fire Department. As a firefighter, I've witnessed the devastating consequences of vehicle accidents. Let's stay focused. Distracted driving kills. Keep your eyes on the road and off your phone. Buckle up. Seatbelts save lives. It's a simple action that can prevent serious injuries. Also, let's protect our little ones. Use proper car seats for children to ensure their safety. And always check the back seat. Don't forget about loved ones or pets before leaving the car. Let's prioritize car safety. Together, we can save lives.
Something amazing is happening. Despite a citywide blackout, this company is still up and running. That's because CDW deployed and managed a cost-effective Eaton TripLite Series SmartPro UPS to safeguard equipment easily and reliably. Keep the power on and protect your IT equipment from electrical challenges. TripLite by Eaton and CDW. Make amazing happen. Find out more at cdw.com/triplite.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you do if you had more time in the day? Nap, read, talk with a friend? When you know what's more important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Visit BetterHelp, HELP.com/Carlin today to get 10% off your first month. Carlin, C-A-R-L-I-N.
And now
you go from 72 and sunny in Atlanta and then 48 degrees in Minnesota for this one.
They're indoors,
with the Tigers.
Okay.
They're not indoors.
Oh, not anymore. Never mind.
That has long since been imploded.
The Starting Lineup.
And it's also a Shohei Ohtani day as he's on the mound against the Guardians. We'll be looking in on Shohei later
in
the night.
Shohei.
I'm not sure what that was.
It's a chant that they do at like soccer games.
Ole, 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 yeah. But you kind of were off a little bit.
I was trying to fit Shohei in there, but it's very hard. It doesn't quite go with the beat.
No.
I tried, though.
It really doesn't. You tried. Another team that tried last night was the Hawks.
on 98.9 The Game.
Eric Fry, Sports Center Update. The Blues slipped past the Flames 5-3 after a solid third period in St. Louis. Game was tied 3-3 heading into the final 20 minutes until Brandon Saad scored the eventual game winner. The Blues sit just outside the Western Conference wildcard spot with 82 points. The Blues will host the Sharks tomorrow night. St. Louis City SC, will try to stay undefeated when they visit Real Salt Lake at America's First Field tomorrow night. City are coming off a 2-2 draw with the DC United at home last Saturday. St. Louis tied for third in the Western Conference with a win and four draws for 7 points. Tomorrow's match kicks off at 8:30 p.m. The Blackhawks couldn't get the puck in the goal as they had a 2-0 loss to the Ottawa Senators. Hawks are last in the Central Division with 47 points and a 21-47-5 record. They visit the Flyers tomorrow night. The Bulls try to get a winning streak going on their own when they visit the Brooklyn Nets at Barclays Center tonight. Bulls coming off a 125-99 route over the Pacers on Wednesday. Chicago's ninth in the Eastern Conference with a 35-38 record. Tonight's game tips off at 6:30. Chicago Fire FC are back in action when they visit the Atlanta United at Mercedes-Benz Stadium on Sunday. Chicago drew with New England 1-1 on the road last weekend. Fire 12th in the Eastern Conference with a win, two draws, two losses for 5 points. Sunday's match begins at 2:30, and the Pacers will host the Lakers tonight.
Welcome back into the starting lineup here on 98.9. It's Travis Sparks here, Eric Fry over there with the Sports Center Hits. Doesn't matter what the Blues do. Vegas needs to start losing some. They won again last night. They're like 4-0-1 in their last five games. So that's the team that the Blues are trying to chase down.
Hard to chase them down when they keep winning.
Exactly. Playing great hockey right now. Let's switch things up to some more baseball action as we had the Cardinals over on WSCRA start off the season red hot, I tell you. 7-1, Dodgers with the win. Only bright spot was Paul Goldschmidt, who sent one over the fence for an opening day homer. Also had three hits as well for St. Louis. Who could have saw that coming?
Us.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Except for the Cardinals owners. And Mike Ivern runs, a couple walks, five strikeouts, get through 4 1/3 innings. So, great season already off to an amazing start.
Yeah.
For St. Louis. And the Cubbies, well, the umpires try to give you the game.
Yeah.
Rangers ended up winning it. It took 10 innings to do it. Rangers won a 4-3 on opening night. Controversial call there late in the game with the Cubs fouling off a pitch.
Yep.
That wasn't.
Yep.
Umpires called it a pass ball instead, and the go-ahead run ended up scoring. And then Travis Jankowski popping a home run there to tie the game. And they say ball don't lie, and it didn't there. And then they ended up walking it off with Jonah Heim.
Yep.
There in 10 innings.
That's not the most important thing to come out of this game, Travis.
Your bullpen showing up again?
No, it was Justin Steele leaving the game early with a hamstring injury. They say it's just a hamstring strain. Not on the IL yet, but this is already, you know.
I almost forgot about that with everything else happening later in the game.
Yep, yep. So that, to me, is more concerning than anything that happened on the field. Just the fact that he went down. So, because he was pitching good. 4 2/3, 3 hits, 1 run, 6 Ks.
Yeah.
Was looking good. And then, yeah, of course, the bullpen has to.
The bullpen again. Yeah. Nothing new.
That's why we didn't sign anyone in the offseason.
Nothing new there.
Bullpen help. But, hey, Cody Bellinger went 1-for-4.
Uh-huh.
Had a walk and a RBI. So, at least that's good. Glad that signing paid off.
Worked out.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, the Cubs will try to bounce back this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Run through the rest of the games. Orioles, they got an opening day win, big time over the Angels, 11-2-3. The only person that did something in the lineup, go figure, was Mike Trout and nobody else.
Yep.
Angels only scratching across two hits as well. Mm-hmm. Corbin Burns got the win, and he had 11 strikeouts on opening day.
Second most strikeouts in Oriole history on opening day.
Nice. So proved great trade in the offseason for Baltimore.
Good Cy Young candidate.
Yep. Tigers with the 1-0 shutout against the White Sox. Think Screwball was good on opening day. White Sox only able to have 3 hits in the game. Twins 4-1 over the Royals. Yankees with a comeback against the Astros, 5-4. They were trailing 4-0 at one point, but clawed all the way back there.
Yep.
To win by a run.
Second largest opening day comeback in Yankees history.
Nice. Juan Soto was big in that, and he was big on the defensive side as well, throwing out a runner as well.
Yep.
Pirates won in extras over the Marlins. This took 12 innings to complete, and Pittsburgh won 6-5. Padres over the Giants 6-4. Blue Jays over the Rays 8-2. The Reds winning against the Nationals 8-2. And Guardians shutting out the A's 8-0. Shane Bieber.
Yep.
Double digit K's.
Struck out 11 batters over 6 scoreless innings. It's his third career opening day start with at least 10 K's. Second most since Randy Johnson.
Nice. Nice start. The Diamondbacks crushed the Rockies 16-2-1. A 14-run inning?
Yeah. 14-run
third inning.
Yes. 14-run inning, Travis. Woo. Are you ready for this?
Uh-huh.
Single. 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 Fly out. Double. Single. Single. Walk. Single. Single. Double. Sack. Fly. Single. Ground out. 14 runs scored. Tied for the most in an inning without a single home run since 1900.
Wow. No homers. That's crazy.
Back to the Red Sox. When they beat the Philadelphia Athletics, they scored 14 runs in the seventh without a home run.
Wow. That's nuts. And the Red Sox picked up a win on opening day as well over the Mariners, 6-4. And Tyler O'Neill does his thing on opening day. Fifth straight
opening day game, breaking a tie with Todd Huntley, Gary Carver, and Yogi Berra for the longest streak in MLB history.
Wow.
Travis, you should have put entertainment on your old Cardinal to hit a home run.
I should have. I completely forgot. Next year I'll remember, and that's when the streak will be snapped.
Yep.
I'm done with putting entertainment on a Jordan Walker to hit opening day home runs as well.
Yeah.
Pay off for me yesterday. Lined up perfectly in the inning that I said was going to happen. I felt like a genius, saw exactly how the game was going and came up perfectly in that inning. And I think he got out on the first pitch. He flew out. So not to be
for you.
The Mets and Brewers were postponed. They'll kick off today. And the Braves and Phillies were also postponed.
Bye.
With that weather.
By the way, take a picture right now. If the season ended today, the Pirates would win the Central.
So yep. Pirates and the Reds.
Yeah, Pirates right at the top, then the Brewers, Cardinals, Cubs. So basically flip what most people would probably say, maybe minus Cardinals, but flip it. And that's what a lot of people had for the NL Central.
So. Yep. Brewers again started at 12:40 today against the Mets. Jose Quintana and Freddy Peralta.
Former Cub.
Going there in that one. And a Spencer Strider matching up with a Zach Wheeler at a 2:05 for that first pitch for their first games of the season. Cardinals don't have the game until later on tonight. 9:10 is the first pitch. 8:15 will begin our coverage here on 98.9. Don't worry about finding the game on television because you won't find it.
Yep.
Second game of the season already on Apple TV Plus.
Yep.
So just tune in to John Rooney and Ricky Horton and the crew. There in L.A., Zach Thompson going for us, Bobby Miller going for them today.
Cubs off today.
And, of course, the Cubs are off. Built in that day off in case it got rained out there in Texas with a roof.
Yeah.
I guess.
I don't know.
The 6:05 for the first pitch for the Cubs and Rangers. Kyle Hendricks going in tomorrow against Cody Bradford there in that one. Cardinals throwing out Lance Lynn against Yamamoto, so we get to see him first time stateside.
Yay.
Maybe put a little entertainment there on Saturday for a lot of runs to be scored, whatever the over-under is, because Yamamoto got lit up in his first start.
That's true, but he was taking on probably a better team than the Cardinals.
Yeah, it was against the Padres. Yeah. So. And then the Cardinals have the Sunday night game this week against the Dodgers. Steven Matz. Matching up with Stone for the Dodgers. Jordan Wicks against John Gray for the Cubbies at 1:30.
Speaking of entertainment, Travis.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow, Patrick Corbin takes the mound for the Nationals.
Ooh. Yeah.
Against the Reds.
Mm-hmm.
Against my boy Hunter Green.
Yeah. Maybe put some entertainment on that.
Patrick Corbin will give up home runs. Someone on that Reds team will hit a home run.
Guaranteed.
It may be Martini. He had, I think, 5 RBIs yesterday, so.
Patrick Corbin looked halfway decent in spring, so maybe he's finding the fountain
probably
of youth.
Because he was the only one who was trying.
Probably. Probably. So that's what we got.
Number 2 starter for the Nats.
And a Saturday's game for the Cardinals over on WCRA this time.
Yes.
Because of the Illini.
Yes.
7:15 pregame start and a 5:15 for the game on a Sunday.
Yep.
Back here on the regular scheduled network,
mm-hmm.
98.9. So that's what we got for this weekend, and we'll be back to recap that later on next week on Tuesday. See what we got after 4-game setter with the Dodgers. All right, so we're up against the clock, and we'll close out talking about some basketball. We'll take a look at the NBA from last night and get you set for the weekend as the playoff races are heating up in the association to close out the show.
The starting lineup from 98.9 The Game Studios. We'll be right back.
I'm Alice Hatcher.
And I'm Jonna Schultz with Effingham Animal Rescue Sanctuary.
Hey, animal lovers, do you know you can make a real difference in the lives of our furry friends?
Volunteer with your local animal organization. They need your passion and your time to care for and protect animals in need.
Whether it's walking dogs, helping at an adoption event, or assisting with daily care, every effort counts.
Join us in creating a better world for animals. Volunteer today and be the hero that they need.
There are only 3 northern white rhinos left in the world, but together we can turn things around. Your support to the San Diego Zoo Global Wildlife Conservancy helps support groundbreaking solutions. Join us now at endextinction.org.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out.
Guys, let's get real about your hair loss. How long have you been wearing a hat, hiding thinning hair, or a rapidly growing bald spot? Just stop it. You're not a 12-year-old little leaguer. You're a grown man. It's time to take action. Let the hat go and get your real hair back permanently with Bosley. You heard that right. Bosley, America's number one hair restoration experts, can give you your real hair back permanently. And right now, Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone that texts SHOW to 200-300. Plus, text right now and get a link to this month's incredible deals. Join the millions of people who come to Bosley and see just how awesome your hair could look. Text SHOW to 200-300 for your absolutely free information kit and a free $250 gift card off, plus a special link to incredible deals. Text SHOW to 200-300 now. Text SHOW to 200-300.
And now, the starting lineup.
Welcome back in to the podcast of the starting lineup here on 98.9. Nope.
On 98.9, The Game.
Nope. Redo that. Starting lineup here on 98.9. We're only here on 98.9 for just a smidge bit longer. I love all these national guys talking about Illinois basketball now. I was distracted by that clip on the Pat McAfee show with them talking about Illinois for a minute. I'll have to watch that after I'm done here. But the action from the association there last night, as it was this, I think, is some red flags here for the Celtics. They lose again in overtime, and 123-122. I know it was a Murray game winner there that sunk the Celtics, but they can't beat the Hawks for some reason. Maybe it's just that they got their number, or maybe Celtics are all right. They lost in overtime, though. The Bucks, they also fell to the Pelicans there. Giannis 5 points, but wasn't good enough to beat Zion and the crew for the Pelicans. But Those are the only two games that happened in the NBA last night. Action tonight, Warriors up against the Hornets, Lakers against the Pacers, Clippers in Orlando to take on Magic. Battle for the number one pick, or best odds of the number one pick. The worst team always doesn't get that. Pistons match up with the Wizards tonight. Toilet Bowl. Wizards favored by 3.5. They are two up in the win column, are the Wizards. Bulls in Brooklyn to take on the Nets. 75s, Trailblazers at the Heat. Suns at OKC. Knicks up against the Spurs. Against the Nuggets in a good matchup there. Rockets, Jazz. Rockets trying to continue their winning streak that they got going on. In Utah and the Mavs going up against the Cavaliers tonight as well. 10-game winning streak for Houston. Only one game back of the Warriors for that final wild card or play-in spot. It's not a wild card, play-in spot there. And Mavericks and Kings, they were teetering on play-in and playoff status in their last matchup. As well, Saturday, Celtics matching up with the Pelicans, Grizzlies at the Magic, and Bucks up against the Hawks. And the Hawks actually own the last play-in spot, and you know, they're pretty comfortable. Brooklyn is the only other person that hasn't been eliminated yet. They're six games up, are the Hawks on the Nets, and Bulls are pretty comfortable there as well. Even though the 76ers continue to fall, Bulls might be able to catch them, but probably not. On Sunday, at the Cavs against the Nuggets, Lakers at the Nets, Clippers at Charlotte, 76ers in Toronto to take on the Raptors, Heat, Wizards, Thunder, Knicks, Mets, Rockets, Bulls in Minnesota to take on the T-Wolves, Warriors in San Antonio, and the Jazz at the Kings as we wind down the NBA season, playing the tournament right around the corner. Now we're down to teams with single-digit games left on their schedule. So, of course, everything is going to be put to the side for the NBA with college basketball, the Elite Eight, Sweet 16s going on, women's tournament, men's tournament, and don't forget about that Illinois game. I'll be back on Tuesday to hit up on that, and whatever happens, we'll see you on the other side. Can't wait for tomorrow evening, Illinois. I have a Tuesday edition of the top three as well. So that will do it for us on the terrestrial radio. Don't forget about St. Louis Cardinal baseball tonight, 8:15, a pregame right here on 98.9. So we'll switch it over to the podcast, hit up on some NASCAR. And until then, ILL, and we will talk to you next month on terrestrial radio. ILL.
Thanks for listening to the Starting Lineup on 98.9 The Game.
Welcome in to overtime of the starting lineup. Eric Fry, Travis Sparks here with you, and we got more stuff to clean up from the terrestrial show. We got some stuff to talk about with NASCAR,
yep.
NASCAR Pick'em,
yep.
As well this date in sports history,
yep.
Coming at you for the weekend,
yep.
As well.
Yep.
Is there anything on sports there that you wanted to clean up?
Caitlin Clark has been invited to the Women's Olympic Basketball Camp. She'll join 13 current WNBA players, including Brianna Stewart and Aaliyah Boston.
Yeah, that's not the only thing that Caitlin Clark's got in her inbox.
Oh, really?
You didn't hear about that?
No.
Just got an offer.
Oh, yeah, from the Big Three.
Big Three.
Yes, yes, yes.
$5 million.
Big
offer.
No, don't do it.
Oh, no.
Don't do it. Don't listen to
Ice Cube. Just Ice Cube trying to get some pub for his Big Three league.
Yep. The Chiefs are adding an international rugby star to their roster. Travis, ESPN reports that Kansas City signed European rugby player Lewis Rees-Zammit as a new offensive weapon. Expectation is that he'll be a running back and perhaps wide receiver.
Well, maybe he can be the missing piece for the three-peat.
Well, here's the thing. The 23-year-old participated in the NFL's International Pathway Pro Day last week after announcing in January he was attempting to play in the NFL. This season will mark the first time that each team will have a 17th roster spot on the practice squad specifically available for an international player. Did not know that.
No.
I commend the NFL for trying to grow the game globally by actually having international players join the NFL teams.
Exactly. Grow the game.
Now you're getting somewhere. We can't just go there. We have to have players from those nations on the teams. Alex Rodriguez and Mark Loehr will no longer be the majority owners of the Timberwolves, as a statement Thursday said the pair missed payment deadlines. Team is also no longer for sale.
Not for sale.
Yep. The final payment was supposed to be made last week. Rodriguez and Loehr refuted Glenn Taylor, who's the current owner, his claims, saying they've fulfilled their financial obligations and have all the necessary funding. So, something's going wrong there, but the Timberwolves in limbo. There's that.
There's that.
Wisconsin Badgers will be looking to replace one of their leading scorers on the hardwood. Wisconsin sophomore guard A.J. Storr has entered his name into the transfer portal. The 6'7 guard was a second-team All-Big Ten selection, averaged 16.8 points and 3.9 rebounds this past season, began his college career with one season at St. John's before transferring.
Yes, and some news that should perk up the ears of the Illini faithful.
Yes.
There.
Well,
some
one, just he's leaving Wisconsin, which is a good thing.
Yeah, but one of the reasons why that got on the radar was that some experts, or I don't know if you call them experts, that predict guys that transfer from the portal, they use their crystal ball. Some of them are predicting Illinois as a possible destination.
I don't know how I feel about that, Travis, because this is already his second school in 2 years.
Makes,
you know how I feel about these guys who just keep transferring.
Mm-hmm.
Enough playing time at Illinois, is going to look to transfer if he goes there at the end of next year.
And also, transfer portal, it comes to no surprise to anyone. Sky Clark is in the transfer portal again.
Oh. Is he on the Illini?
He was.
Yeah.
Hopped around to Louisville. Going somewhere else now.
Well, that's because their coach left or was fired.
I mean, he's... This is like eight schools in his whole entire career.
Speaking of
including high school.
Speaking of Louisville, Travis, they announced that they have signed their coach. I don't remember who it is. I think he was on Baylor. He was assistant coach on Baylor. But the Indiana State coach, that was his alma mater. So now he's not going there. The only other job left is SLU or staying at Indiana State. And at the beginning of the kind of this coaching carousel, no one predicted he was staying at Indiana State. But
no,
chances are he may.
Mm.
And of course, we talked about it in the show about one of the worst teams in baseball being the Nationals. Well, Travis, it got off to a really bad start for them. Not only did they lose, but they lost their third baseman before the game. That's right, before the game. Nick Sanzel was catching a ground ball during pregame warmups when he suffered an injury. He fractured his thumb during pregame warmups.
Ooh. Not good to start the season.
Yep, and he lost to his former team, the Reds. So, gonna miss games. Don't know how many. Not good.
Ouch.
That's the that's the Wizards or the Nationals for
him. Yeah.
And that does it for SportsCenter.
Yeah, Washington is having rough times.
Yes.
Maybe it's onward and upward for the football team with the new ownership.
I mean, it can't get much worse than it was. So.
And getting out. Out of D.C. area.
Yeah, at least the football team is.
So.
That is SportsCenter.
All right. I don't see anything else on the side of ESPN here.
Okay.
To hit up on. So, this date in sports history.
All right. We'll start with today. On this date in 1976, Indiana beats Michigan to win the national title. Yes. Two Big Ten teams, Travis, in the national title game. You know, it had to be back in 76. Indiana would finish the season 32-0. There has not been an undefeated national champ since those 76 Hoosiers.
Yep.
On this date in 1982, UNC freshman Michael Jordan hits the game-winning basket with less than 20 seconds left to lift the Tar Heels over Georgetown and win the title game of the NCAA tournament. I think he went on to be okay.
I think he did some good things.
Jordan guy, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He ended up being all right.
On this date in 2000, the first MLB opening day game in Japan is a 5-3 win for the Cubs over the Mets. Shane Andrews and Mark Grace homer. John Lieber got the win for the Cubs. Those are some names for you right there.
Yeah.
On this date in 2003, Dwayne Wade's triple-double leads Marquette to a win in the Elite Eight over number one Kentucky.
Hmm.
And who plays tonight in the Elite Eight? Marquette. So maybe there's something in the air tonight for that Marquette team to keep going.
Hopefully, Shaka Smart.
Yep. Let's move to tomorrow. March 30th, 1991, Duke upsets undefeated national champ UNLV 79-77 in the Final Four of the NCAA tournament.
Mm-hmm.
March 30th, 1992, the Cubs made a trade and obtained Sammy Sosa in a trade for the White Sox, and the White Sox got back George Bell. That one worked out pretty good for the Cubs there.
Did.
March 30th, 1996, Rick Pitino's Kentucky Wildcats team beat John Calipari's UMass team in the Final Four of the NCAA tournament. It marked revenge for the Wildcats, who had fallen to the Minutemen in a regular season matchup 4 months earlier. Two coaches you don't put with those schools.
No.
Rick Pitino and Kentucky, and John Calipari and UMass.
Yeah.
How funny is it now that Calipari is coaching at Kentucky?
I know.
If only we can get Pitino back to UMass, we can, you know, erase a fates kind of thing.
Yeah.
March 30th, 2008, Ryan Zimmerman hits a walk-off home run to beat the Braves and cap the first regular season game played at Nationals Park.
Hmm.
March 30th, 2015, Atlanta's Kyle Korver scores 11 points in 1 minute and 5 seconds, a notorious example of a heat check. Korver's third quarter outburst represents the only 11 points he scored in the game. How about that? I'm going to score 11 points in a minute 5, and I'll be done.
I'm done. I'm good.
Call it good.
Pretty much.
March 31st, 1973, Ken Norton defeated Muhammad Ali in a 12-round split decision. Norton claimed Ali's. March 31st, 1975, John Wooden would win his 10th and final national title when UCLA beat Kentucky 92-85. March 31st, 1994, the Chicago White Sox assigned Michael Jordan to the Birmingham Barons of the AA Southern League. Jordan would play 127 games for the Barons, batting .202 with 3 homers and 51 RBIs. And made Space Jam while he was there. March 31st, 1996, Alex Rodriguez's RBI single gives the Mariners a 3-2 12-inning win over the White Sox in the first MLB regular season game played in March. Mariners pitchers combined for 21 strikeouts, 14 of which came from Randy Johnson. March 31st, 1997, Arizona topped Kentucky for the national title, giving the Arizona Wildcats their first and today only men's basketball championship, and it will still be their only men's basketball championship because they lost last night.
Oh, yeah.
March 31st, 2001, Duke overcame a 22-point deficit to stun ACC rivals Maryland in the Final Four. I think we now claim that as a Big Ten Final Four for Maryland there, but they were ACC at the time.
I mean, they're in the Big Ten now.
Well, it doesn't shouldn't
just count. Like USC and UCLA.
I know. March 31st, 2017, Mississippi State wins in overtime to stun the UConn women in the Final Four, breaking the Huskies' Division I record 111-game win streak. The Bulldogs win it on a buzzer beater by Morgan William.
Yeah, I remember that.
Mm-hmm. And that is the state in sports history.
All right, very well.
NASCAR?
We're ready to hit up on some NASCAR action.
All righty, NASCAR.
What's NASCAR? NASCAR Pick'em.
Yep. We're at Richmond, not super excited, because it's a short track, don't know how well it's going to go.
It's a night race.
It's night. These races have stunk, though, the past couple of years. They've been sleeper fests. Richmond's been one of the worst tracks. The only one worse than Richmond, Travis, has been the Spring Martinsville race, which, by the way, is next week. So,
oh.
Yeah, back-to-back snoozers here, and coming off a bad race at Cova. Coda, I worry about the ratings this week. I already told you that, so...
And I've said in the past, too, that I was worried about the ratings when we go to FS1 after this week.
Yep.
So,
I will pick first, since I won last week.
Okay.
And this is an easy one for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going with Denny Hamlin.
Denny Hamlin.
Richmond's considered his home track. Loves racing there. Got some wins there. Toyota's probably going to be very strong. They have been very strong most of this season. So I'll go Denny Hamlin.
Denny Hamlin. All right. So that's a solid pick. Mm-hmm. So I am going to go this week. I'm going to go with Austin Dillon.
Austin Dillon.
For the race at Richmond.
All righty.
Toyota Owners 400.
Yes. See, even more reason for Denny to win. He drives a Toyota.
Denny Hamlin is the favorite, tied with Christopher Bell for the best odds here on the sports book I'm looking at. Plus 430 to outright win.
Bell was my second choice.
Pretty successful.
Yep.
This track.
Yep. So, if you ask me, Travis, we are going to look at three, including this weekend, we're looking at 4 weeks until the next good race. So,
let's see. Richmond, Martinsville, Texas. Yeah, I was going to say, you're never a fan of Texas.
No.
The next one would be Talladega, apparently, for you.
I mean, Talladega is always fun. Pack racing is always good, even though it's been stinky lately. Because they just ride around in two lines and no one does anything.
Austin Dillon, if you're wondering, for me, for outright winning is plus 10,000.
Put some entertainment on it. I don't think he's had a good year. So maybe he'll break out of the slump this year. This week.
Breaking out of the funk this time.
This week is the week.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's his week at Richmond.
Hey, I don't hate it.
Shock the world.
Shock the world.
Just like Illinois is going to do tomorrow.
That's right.
Plus 380 to make the top 10.
That's not bad. Let me see here. I'm looking because one of his sponsors, Travis, is BetMGM. So he filled out a bracket, did Mr. Austin Dillon.
Yeah.
And he has Illinois losing to UConn in the Elite Eight.
That's okay.
His final four is UConn, North Carolina, Creighton, and NC State.
Ooh, NC State.
And he has Creighton beating UConn in the national title.
Creighton, huh?
Yeah. So, I mean, he's still alive. He's still got three of his four as of right now.
Mm-hmm.
Still playing. I mean, it'd only be, what, two out of four whenever Illinois takes down UConn.
Exactly.
But... Hey, I agree with the Creighton pick. I like that.
Just trying to see where he's from.
He's from North Carolina.
Well, I was going to say, man, that makes sense of why he picked NC State to go so far.
He also had McNeese going to the Elite Eight, so.
I was high on McNeese, too. Not that high, but.
He had him beating Gonzaga, Kansas, and Purdue.
Wow. I wouldn't have gone that far.
Nah. And he had Longwood over Houston. See, he has no clue what he's doing, Travis, so. No clue how to drive a car, no clue how to pick. Austin Dillon, riding on his granddad's legacy.
Man.
I'm not an Austin Dillon fan. His wife's annoying, too, so.
Oh, boy.
That's all I'm going to say. I got
all you got to say about that.
I'm going to say something bad if I keep going, so.
That's all I got to say about that.
That's all I got to say about that. That's right.
All right, so.
Don't watch his show. Did you watch his show?
I've watched like one episode.
It's awful. Like I said, his wife's a horrible person.
That's why I was familiar with it, and he drives the number three.
He does. Ruining that legacy, yeah, too.
Exactly. What a terrible person to continue on the legacy
That's
of that
what
number.
Happens when you're Richard Childress's grandson. You can do what you want for as long as you want. You will not get kicked out of that car.
Yeah, sometimes it helps to be related to famous people.
Yeah, especially the guy who owns your car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He'll be in that car as long as he wants to be.
And maybe rightfully so.
No.
All right, so we will get on out of here. We'll get to recapping that on a Tuesday, so...
Well, in like four races in like 10 years.
I know, it's not been a good career.
Four races, he wrecked one guy to win one, and the other two ran out of fuel for him to win. So he's won one race. I don't like Austin Dillon.
Fortunes are changing this weekend on Easter. That's what I'm hoping for. And enjoy your Easter weekend, and we will be back to talk everything Illini on Tuesday. And so enjoy that game tomorrow, and we're out of here. Thanks for listening, and thanks for downloading. Peace out. ILL.